Will members please vote to signify their presence?
Roll shows 19 members present, Mr. President.
We have a quorum to do business. Would members please stand for the invocation by Father Jerome Szymanski of the St. Nicholas Orthodox Christian Church?
Christ is risen. At this moment, the U.S. Coast Guard cutter Storrs is leaving Juneau. She has been a model for bridge building and outreach to remote villages in our state. And this morning, I would like to dedicate our prayer to the inhabitants of those remote communities and to those who help sustain them. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. O Lord and Master of all creation, who didst gather the waters into seas to expose dry land and saw that it was good, and didst bring forth inhabitants from the offspring of our first father, Adam. Thou didst say to Abraham, go from your country to the land that I will show you, and to your descendants I will give this land. As Abraham's posterity crossed the sea as though it were dry ground, in a similar fashion our forebears came to this great land and established many nations. In the wilderness thou didst provide for Israel's every need, raining down upon them manna and quail to satisfy their longings. So grant enjoyment of thy blessings to those who dwell in our remote villages and rural communities. Impart the warmth of thy presence for the comforts they sometimes lack. Grant them abundant resources and visitation to relieve their plight, as through Elijah thou didst multiply the provisions of the widow of Zarephath. May our cities be for them as Jethro's tent, that they in turn may share with the sojourner. And let them not prefer the fat riches of Egypt, but the land of promise thou gavest them. As it delighted thine own chosen people to obey thy word and abide by thy covenants, let it be so among our citizens, so that thou art worshipped in every place of thy dominion. For thou art the God of mercy and compassion and love for mankind, and unto thee we ascribe glory, O Father without beginning, and only begotten Son, and all holy good and life-creating Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen. Christ is risen.
Senator Hoffman, would you lead us the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Senator Hoffman.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the prayer be spread on the journal.
Without objection, so ordered. Will the Secretary please certify the journal?
I wish to certify the correctness of the journal for the 107th legislative day.
Senator Taylor.
Move and ask unanimous consent the journal be approved as certified by the Senate Secretary.
Without objection, so ordered. Are there guests for introduction? Senator Duncan.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have several guests in Senator Ziegler's gallery. They're with the Juneau Youth Summit, which is being held today. Two of them are seniors at Juneau Douglas High School, Xavier Villancone and Varys Lunafit. And then students from Floyd Dryden Middle School and Zonta Kahini Middle School, Jennifer Bergdorf, Lisa Brayling, Josh Carpenter, Matt Window, and Kelly Horan.
Senator Adams.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have five guests right behind me. I have Representative Richard Foster's sister. She has a lot of friends from Orange County. If you'll help me welcome Iris Foster, Kathy Riley and her daughter Melissa, Inez Adcock, and Michelle Hogan.
For the guests, Senator Lehman.
In the Ziegler Gallery, Mr. President, a good friend of mine who serves on the Anchorage School Board. I believe he resides in Senator DePriest's district, formerly my district as well. David Wardall, I'd like to welcome him.
For the guests, brings us down to messages from the governor.
There are no messages from the governor today, Mr. President.
Messages from the House.
Message dated April 28th. The House has passed and returned Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 23, amended Suspended Uniform Rules 24C-3541B and 42E of the Alaska State Legislature concerning House Bill 2 relating to the Permit Fund Dividend Program, CS for Senate Bill 157 Finance establishing the Children's Trust Motor Vehicle Registration Plate. This resolution and bill have been referred for enrollment. Message dated April 28th, the House has passed and transmitted for consideration. Committee substitute for House Bill Number 12, Finance, amended by the House Finance Committee, an act relating to civil liability for commercial recreational activities and certain skating and cycling activities and providing for an effective date.
Transportation, Labor, and Commerce.
Committee substitute for House Bill Number 315, Finance, by the House Finance Committee, an act relating to operating appropriations for facility operations, maintenance and repair, and renewal and replacement for components of public buildings and facilities, and providing for an effective date.
Finance.
Committee substitute for House Bill number 408, financed by the House Finance Committee, an act establishing the Alaska Seismic Hazard Safety Commission.
State Affairs and Finance.
Message dated April 28th, the House has passed Senate Joint Resolution number 2838 with the following amendments. House CS for Senate Joint Resolution number 38 WTR relating to the bombardment of the village of Mangoon and returning for consideration.
Senator Taylor?
Oh, yes, thank you. I move that the Senate concur in the House amendment to SJR 38, thus adopting House CS for Senate Joint Resolution 38 and recommend a yes vote. I'm not going to figure out what a WTR is.
World trade. Senator Adams.
We don't have it on our desk, sir.
Senate will stand at the quiet state. Senate will come back to order. Is there debate? Seeing no debate, question before the body, shall the Senate concur in House amendments to Senate Joint Resolution number 38? Members may proceed to vote. If any member failed to vote, Secretary will lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their vote? Secretary will record the roll. So the Senate has concurred in House amendments, thus adopting House Committee substitute for Senate Joint Resolution number 38, World Trade.
Those are all the messages from the House this morning, Mr. President.
Communications.
There are no communications this morning.
Reports of standing committees.
Reports on confirmation of appointments. Dear Mr. President, pursuant to AS 3905080, the Senate Labor and Commerce Committee reviewed the following with regard to confirmation of the governor's appointments. State Board of Registration for Architects, Engineers, and Land Surveyors, Patricia Parasol, Alaska Labor Relations Agency, Karen Marlin, Occupational Safety and Health Review Board, Carla Meek, Personnel Board, Charlie Parr, Alaska Workers' Compensation Board, Sean Pierre, Alaska Workers' Compensation Board, Valerie Buffon. The committee with no comment forwards these appointees' names to the full Senate for consideration in a joint session respectfully. Senator Lehman, Chairman, Senator Mackey, Vice Chair, Senator Hoffman. Report on confirmation of appointments, dear Mr. President, pursuant to AS 3905080, the Senate Labor and Commerce Committee reviews the following with regard to confirmation of the governor's appointment. Board of Certified Real Estate Appraisers, Judy Kemplin. The committee with no comment forwards this appointee's name to the full Senate for consideration in a joint session. Respectfully, Senator Lehman, Chair, Senator Mackey, Vice Chair, Senators Kelly and Hoffman. Transportation Committee considered Senate Bill 352, relating to international airport revenue bonds. Signed due pass, Senator Ward, Chair. Signed no recommendation, Senators Wilkin, Green, and Lincoln. Fiscal note. Senate Bill number 352 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. Transportation Committee considered CS for House Bill 290, Transportation Motor Vehicle License Plates for Ranchers, Farmers, and Dairymen. Recommends it be replaced with Senate CS. Signed to pass, Senator Ward, Chair, Senators Halford, Green. Signed no recommendation, Senators Lincoln, Wilkins, zero fiscal note. CS for House Bill number 290, Transportation has a further referral to the Judiciary Committee. Labor and Commerce Committee considered CS for House Bill 411, Finance, issuance of a winery license in a local option area. Signed no recommendation, Senator Lehman, Chair, Senator Hoffman. Signed due pass, Senator Mackey, zero fiscal note. CS for House Bill number 411, Finance, has a further referral to the Judiciary Committee. Labor and Commerce Committee considered CS for House Bill number 451, Judiciary, relating to assistive technology devices and mobility aids for physically disabled persons. Signed due pass, Senator Lehman, Chair, Senators Mackey and Hoffman, zero fiscal note. CS for House Bill number 451 has no further referral.
That rules committee. Senate will stand at ease.
Rules Committee considered Senate Bill 216, an act providing for the civil commitment of sexual violent predators. Senate Bill 331, licensed professional counselors, recommends calendar. Signed the report, Senator Kelly, Chair, Senators Turkeson, Lehman, and Taylor. Rules Committee considered House Bill number 199, Judiciary, relating to the property transaction obligation of spouses relating to augmented estate. Recommends calendar, signed report, Senator Kelly, Chair, Senators Turkeson, Lehman, and Taylor. Rules Committee considered Senate Bill 192, amended. Maintenance of state marine vessels, recommends calendar. Signed report, Senator Kelly, Chair, Senators Turkeson, Duncan, Taylor, Lehman. Those considered CS for House Bill 387, Labor and Commerce, Dentists, recommends calendar. Signed report, Senator Kelly, Chair, Senators Duncan, Taylor, Lehman, and Turkeson. Senators Taylor and Lehman signed due pass. Rules Committee considered CS for House Bill number 404, Transportation, Regulation of Commercial Vehicles, recommends a Rules Senate CS, new title, previous zero on fiscal note, recommends placement in the calendar, sign the report, Senator Kelly Chair, Senators Torgerson, Lehman, and Taylor, and Duncan. These bills appear on today's calendar, Mr. President, and those are all standing committee reports this morning.
Reports to Special Committee.
Report dated 4-23-98. Mr. President, Madam Speaker, the Conference Committee considering CS for House Bill number 2, Finance, and Senate CS for House Bill number 2, Finance, and S, Permit Fund Dividend Eligibility, recommends that Conference CS for House Bill 2 be adopted. Signed the report, Senator Cott Chair, Representative Cott Chair, Representatives Mulder and Cabina, Senate Conferees, Senator Sharp Chair, Senators Lehman and Ellis.
Senator Taylor.
Will the Senate adopt the Conference Committee report that's adopting Conference Committee CS for House Bill number 2?
Is there a debate? Seeing no debate, question before the body. Will the Senate adopt the Conference Committee report for House Bill 2? Members may proceed to vote. Does any member fail to vote? Secretary will lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their vote? Secretary will record the roll. So by a vote of 19 yeas to 1 nay, the Senate has adopted the Conference Committee report for committee substitute for House Bill 2. Senator Taylor, the effective date?
Move and ask unanimous consent that the vote on passage of the bill be considered the vote on the effective date clause.
Without objection, so ordered.
Those are all the special committee reports this morning, Mr. President.
Introduction of Senate resolutions.
There are no Senate resolutions.
Introduction of Senate bills.
There are no Senate bills this morning.
Brings us down to the consideration of the daily calendar.
Senate Bill number 216 by Senators Halford, Green, Donnelly, Taylor, Wolf, and Lehman, an act providing for the civil commitment of sexually violent predators. Judiciary Committee considers the bill, recommends a committee substitute. Signing due pass, Senator Taylor Chair, Senator Miller. Signing no recommendation, Senators Ellis Pierce. Finance Committee considers the bill, recommends the Judiciary CS. Signing no recommendation, Senator Sharp Pierce, co-chair, Senator Torgerson. Signing due pass, Senator Phillips and Purnell. Rules recommends calendar. Signing the report, Senator Kelly Chair, Senators Torgerson, Lehman, and Taylor. There is a Judiciary Committee substitute.
Senator Taylor.
Move the Judiciary Committee substitute and approve the original bill.
Without objection, so ordered.
CS for Senate Bill 216, Judiciary. I have no amendments.
Senator Taylor.
Move and ask unanimous consent that committee substitute for Senate Bill 216, Judiciary, be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
Without objection, so ordered.
CS for Senate Bill 216, Judiciary, an act providing for the civil commitment of sexually violent predators.
Is there a debate? Senator Halford.
Just briefly, Senate Bill 216 provides a mechanism for the worst kind of sexual predators to be kept in incarceration after their normal sentence. It requires another trial. It requires a fairly high standard of proof. It is very difficult to go through this process constitutionally. I think 6 other states have now done it. This bill follows the Kansas example, and that law has been upheld in the United States Supreme Court. It is a very difficult and tedious process. The effect is that it may reduce the number of victims. These kinds of people will probably spend their lives behind bars. The question is, do they go in and out each time having more victims and more destroyed lives on the way?
Senator Duncan.
Thank you, Mr. President. I think this is a good bill and a good program. I only have, first of me, may I move national unanimous consent? I'll be shown as a co-sponsor.
Without objection, Senator Duncan will be shown as a co-sponsor along with Senator Lincoln, Senator Ward, Senator Mackey. Senator Duncan, you have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. President. I think this is a good piece of legislation and I believe does need to be put in place, and I hope this works. I guess my question would be what the commitment is as far as funding the program, because undoubtedly it's going to cost more money if we're going to make this work. And just putting, again, the words on paper and without putting the dollars behind it, because it is going to require screening and court proceedings and appeal process and all that rolled together. And I note that the fiscal notes that are attached here, I just did a quick look at them, I think they're about $2 million. And again, going back to last night's discussion where we did not have a finance plan before us and have no idea what new legislation costs are going to be, I'm wondering if there's a commitment, and there should be, a strong commitment from the majority to be sure that we fund this program and adequately fund it so it can work. And so that the people of the state know that when we pass this bill into law, that the dollars are there to fund it, and that means that we've got a real commitment to keeping these folks off the street and be sure that they can't do future harm to our population. So maybe, I know it may be asking too much, but I was wondering if the Finance Committee co-chairs could respond as to what level of funding we expect to see happen in the final conference committee as far as the fiscal notes go.
Further debate? Seeing no further debate? Senator Hufford.
Just to provide, a partial answer to that, this is a tool. Its cost depends on how much it's used. I think we need to make the tool available. I think, the fiscal notes are extensive, but the cost really depends on how much it's used. I believe that eventually the cost will be about the same as the process of retrying, recommitting, and going through the process for these same people. Remember, we're dealing with people that have at least an 85% recidivism rate. So they are probably going to spend all of their adult life in some kind of institution. If they're let out and they reoffend, there's new victims, they're retried, they're back. The process is expensive in dealing with these people from end to end. So eventually I think there's going to be some mitigation of the initial costs because you're not going to have the secondary cost, and you can't really figure that. But the real answer to the senator's question is that the tool will be used as much as it can be afforded, and there is a significant fiscal note with it at this point.
Further debate? Seeing no further debate, the question before the body, shall committee substitute for Senate Bill 216 Judiciary? Pass the Senate. Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Secretary will lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their vote? Secretary will record the roll. So by a vote of 20 yeas to 0 nays, committee substitute for Senate Bill 216 Judiciary is passed the Senate.
Senate Bill number 331 by the Health, Education, and Social Services Committee by request, an act regulating licensed professional counselors regulating use of the titles licensed professional counselor and licensed counselor, amending rule 504A3 Alaska Rules of Evidence providing for an effective date. Consider the bill recommends ACS signing to pass into Wilkin Chair, sign a no recommendation, Senators Ward, Ellis, and Lehman sent to Green, sign amend. Judiciary Committee considers the bill recommends the Hess Committee substitute, signing to pass, Senator Taylor Chair, Senators Ellis and Miller, sign a no recommendation, Senator Parnell. Finance recommends the Finance Committee substitute, sign a no recommendation, Senator Sharp and Pierce co-chair, Senator Donnelly, sign a due pass, Senators Phillips and Dorcas, and Rules recommends calendar, sign the report, Senator Kelly Chair, Senators Torpus and Lehman and Taylor. There are two committee substitutes.
Senator Sharp.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd move the CS for SB 331 Finance.
Without objection, so ordered.
CS for Senate Bill 331 Finance, and I have no amendments.
Senator Taylor.
I'm going to ask unanimous consent committee substitute for Senate Bill 331 Finance be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
Without objection, so ordered.
CS for Senate Bill number 331 Finance, an act regulating licensed professional counselors, regulating use of the titles licensed professional counselor and licensed counselor, amending rule 504A3 Alaska Rules of Evidence providing for an effective date.
Is there a debate? Senator Lincoln.
Mr. President, I think that I received the answer to this once before, but I had several counselors write to me and some that have called and were concerned that because they were not licensed that they would not be able to or that it would negatively impact their profession as a counselor. And I would just like to, again, on this floor, have assurance that those counselors that are presently practicing because they don't have the title licensed will not be negatively impacted and it doesn't affect them, that this is optional.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Mr. President. And to the senator that just spoke, that is correct. This legislation does not require them to get a license, and if they wish to continue practicing as they are today, they are free to do that, and that's set forth in the Senate floor statement that you have on your desk there in paragraph number 3. Thank you.
Further debate? Seeing no further debate, question before the body, shall committee substitute for Senate Bill 331 Finance pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Secretary will lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their vote? Senator Kelly? Senator Kelly changes from no to yes. Any other senator wish to change their vote? Secretary will record the roll. So by a vote of 20 yeas to 0 nays, committee substitute for Senate Bill 331 Finance has passed the Senate. Senator Taylor? effective date.
Move and ask unanimous consent. The vote on passage of the bill be considered the vote on the effective dates clauses.
Without objection, so ordered. Senator Taylor?
I move and ask unanimous consent that the vote on passage of the bill be considered the vote on the court rule change.
Without objection, so ordered.
Senate Bill number 192 amended by Senator Taylor and activating the maintenance of state marine vessels and providing for an effective date. This bill was on the Senate floor, amended and referred to the Finance Committee on May 8th, 97. Finance Committee considers the bill, recommends that Finance CS, signing no recommendation, Senators Pierce Sharp, co-chair, Senator Adams, signing due pass, Senators Phillips, Parnell, Ferguson, and Donnelly. Rules recommends calendar, signing for placement of calendar, Senator Kelly, chair, Senators Tarvis and Duncan, Taylor and Lehman. There's a Finance Committee substitute.
Senator Taylor?
Before we can adopt the Finance Committee substitute, the bill having been on the floor and having been amended on the floor and before it was referred to Finance, we need to do a couple technical motions to get it back to force. The first is that I would move that that we rescind our action in adopting Amendment Number 1.
Without objection, so ordered.
I would then move to rescind our action in adopting Senate Bill 192.
Without objection?
We didn't adopt.
Senate will stand at ease.
Former motion.
Without objection, so ordered.
And I would move we adopt committee substitute Senate Bill 192, Finance.
Without objection, so ordered.
CS for Senate Bill 192, Finance, and activating the maintenance of state marine vessels effective date. I have no amendments.
Senator Taylor.
Unanimous consent, committee substitute Senate Bill 192, Finance, be considered engrossed, advanced third reading, placed on final passage.
Without objection, so ordered.
CS for Senate Bill number 192, Finance, and activating the maintenance of state marine vessels and providing for an effective date.
Is there a debate? Senator Duncan.
Mr. President, I would move and ask unanimous consent. I'd be shown as a co-sponsor with my good friend, Majority Leader.
Without objection, Senator Duncan will be shown as a co-sponsor along with Senator Mackey and Senator Torgerson. Senator Duncan.
Thank you, Mr. President. I just want to make a couple comments on the bill. This is, of course, an issue that we have visited previously, and one of the major components of this piece of legislation is the interport differential, which is very important to ensuring that those provisions allow us to be sure that vessel repair and maintenance is done in the state of Alaska. I think that's important. As we know, that differential provision sunset last year, and unfortunately, we didn't act in time to prohibit that sunsetting. It sunset last year. This interport differential provision was added to Marine Highway Authority bill when it went across this floor, and Marine Highway Authority bill did not pass. So the interport differential did sunset last year. You know, many times on this floor, we, not as a body, but individually, are often critical of the administration for not moving expeditiously to protect the interests of the citizens of the state of Alaska. So I just wanted to note this as an area where the Knowles administration recognized there was a problem, that this legislative body did not extend the interport differentials, and that the Knowles administration had the foresight and the wherewithal to negotiate with the Ketchikan and Seward shipyards to sign contracts for the repair of 7 of the 8 marine highway vessels in the state before the sunset actually happened. So despite the fact that this legislature failed to extend the sunset provisions, the Knowles administration, and I think very responsibly, went ahead and did some quick negotiations before the sunset provisions, and therefore 7 of the 8 marine highway vessels in the state were done in-state, and we kept the business in-state. And I just thought we should mention that for the record.
For the debate. Senator Taylor.
And along with that, what we probably also should mention for the record is because the interport differential is interpreted differently by various political pundits who find themselves within the marine highway system from time to time, we had a contract let for Ketchikan that was a $3 million contract. We were told that it was going to be awarded by this administration. At the last minute, they withdrew that, forced a rebidding of it, and because of their calculation of the interport differential, a $14,000 differential ships that boat, our marine highway vessel, all the way to Portland, Oregon, where they'll see $3 million worth of work instead of the Ketchikan Marine Yard. The reason we have this bill before you is to clarify exactly what's going to be in the interport differential so there will no longer be the discussions and that we will no longer be losing the work.
For the debate, Senator Duncan.
Well, Mr. President, we're co-sponsors of the bill, so we don't want to get into a debate on this. But the senator may be right on that one vessel. But, you know, because we failed, because this body added the interport differential to a bill that died in the other house, and we knew that was going to happen, there was no interport differential at all. And if the Knowles administration wouldn't have moved forward expeditiously and negotiated contracts before that sunset date, the other seven vessels might have also been outside this date. So I think we owe them a debt of gratitude, and they had good foresight. They realized it was in the best interest of this state to move before the sunset date, because we failed to do that, to extend the sunset date, and we kept the business in state. And the majority leader and I are on the same side of this issue, so we shouldn't be debating it.
Senator Taylor.
We are on the same side of the issue, and it's with pride that I have the minority leader to join us in this effort. I just wish that the minority leader and the administration would have joined us in the effort to get the bill passed last year instead of the administration coming down off the third floor and killing that bill on the House side in the waning moments of the legislature, which created the entire problem in the first place. Had they assisted us in getting it passed, we would not find ourselves in this difficulty today, but it's wonderful to have him on board.
I'm going to ask that we keep the debate on this bill. Senator Mackey.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to join my two colleagues from Southeast in this love fest we're having over this legislation and tell you that my reason for supporting this and wanting to see this bill pass is very simple. I think the two communities in Ketchikan and Seward both have the ability to do the work, do much more work, and become much more competitive. Part of the problem is when the state in previous years was shipping all the work out of state, it made it real difficult for the shipyard in Ketchikan, I know, to be able to survive and to be able to function. And if the state of Alaska makes a commitment to these kinds of businesses, it'll make them much more competitive, and I believe that they will be much more successful. And any time you cannot export jobs and money out of the state of Alaska with our own facilities and votes, we're doing a good deed.
Further debate. Seeing no further debate, Senator Lehman.
With the clarification given by my two colleagues here to my left, Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that I be shown as a co-sponsor of this legislation.
Without objection, Senator Lehman will be shown as a co-sponsor, along with Senator Kelly. Further debate. Seeing no further debate, question before the body, shall committee substitute for Senate Bill 192, Finance. Pass the Senate. Members may proceed to vote. Does any member fail to vote? Secretary will lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their vote? Secretary will record the roll. So by a vote of 20 yeas to 0 nays, committee substitute for Senate Bill 192, Finance. Let's pass the Senate. Senator Taylor, effective date?
Move and ask unanimous consent that the vote on passage of the bill be considered the vote on the effective date clause.
Without objection, so ordered.
CS for House Bill Number 199, Judiciary by the House Judiciary Committee, an act related to the property transactions and obligations of spouses relating to augmenting the state, amending Rule 301, Alaska Rules of Evidence, and providing for an effective date. Labor and Commerce Committee considered the bill, signed to pass, Senator Lehman, signed no recommendation, Senators Mack and Kelly. Judiciary considered the bill, signed to pass, Senator Taylor Chair, Senators Miller Pierce, signed no recommendation, Senator Cornell Rules recommends calendar. Signed the report, Senator Kelly Chair, signed Senators Torkelson, Lehman, and Taylor. I have no amendments.
Senator Taylor.
Please substitute House Bill 199, Judiciary, be considered engrossed. Advanced the third reading and placed on final passage.
Without objection, so ordered.
CSHB 199, Judiciary, an act relating to the property transactions and obligations of spouses, relating to the augmented estate, amending Rule 301, Alaska Rules of Evidence, and providing for an effective date.
Is there a debate? Senator Ellis.
Mr. President, I'd like to ask the person who's carrying the bill on the floor to briefly explain it to the body. I'm not familiar with it. And my notes say that this House Bill 199 would make Alaska different from any other state in what it's doing here in the legislation of opting in, opting out of community property laws. Is that correct?
Senator Taylor.
To some extent, that is correct. And I think it's an advantage that we need to provide the citizens of Alaska. The primary purpose of this legislation will allow Alaskans, those married couples in Alaska, to designate their assets as community property. As I'm sure you all know, Alaska is not a community property state at this time. There are, however, I think it's nine other states, maybe seven here, we had them up, that are community property states, where no matter how you designate your property, if you're a married couple in that state, that's how it's going to be treated. This is not so important, however, until you come to finding out what happens to the property on an estate. And by having Alaska be a non-community property state and not having that option available to us, Alaskan couples pay a great deal more in both income tax and death taxes upon the demise of one of the couple than do couples in other states who have this advantage. The primary purpose of passing this legislation is for estate planning purposes, so that a husband and wife can make a decision to classify, and they don't have to classify all of their property. They could just classify, say, their homestead, the property they've lived on all their lives that they bought for maybe $10,000 40 years ago, and today is worth $2 million. Under our existing law, upon the death of the first of the two people, they're going to end up, if they sell that property, they're going to end up paying a significant amount of taxes, where had they been able to class it as community property, they may very well be able to avoid those taxes altogether for their estate and for their children and heirs. So it's merely a planning tool that would be available to Alaskan couples to utilize to choose which would be of greater advantage in their estate planning. Better to leave these assets as jointly held or tenants by the entirety or held individually, which you can do in Alaska as a married couple. A husband can still own property, or a wife could own property separate from the husband in the marital estate. Or if they wish for estate planning purposes, they could make community property out of it. We are unique to that extent in that most states force you into community property, but as a couple, they allow you to opt out of it if you wish to do so with some of your property. It's merely an estate planning device, and one that I think will be a real benefit to Alaskans as they plan for their future.
Further debate? Seeing no further debate, question before the body. Chair Committee substitute for House Bill 199, Judiciary, passed the Senate. Members may proceed to vote. If any member failed to vote, Secretary will lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their vote? Secretary will record the roll. So by a vote of 20 yeas to 0 nays, Committee substitute for House Bill 199, Judiciary, passed the Senate. Senator Taylor?
Move and ask unanimous consent the vote on passage of the bill be considered the vote on the effective date clause.
Without objection, so ordered. Senator Taylor?
Also move and ask unanimous consent the vote on passage of the bill be considered the vote on the court rule change.
Without objection, so ordered. Senator Duncan?
Mr. President, I give notice of reconsideration of my vote on
House Bill 199.
199? Yes. One we just voted on. Right.
Notice of reconsideration has been given on House Bill 199.
CS for House Bill number 387, Labor and Commerce, by the House Labor and Commerce Committee, an act relating to dentists. Health Education and Social Services Committee considered the bill, signed to pass, Senator Wilkin, Chair, Senator Lehman, by a no recommendation, Senators Ellis and Green. Labor and Commerce considered the bill, signed to pass, Senator Lehman, Chair, Senators Kelly, Miller, and Hoffman. Rules recommends calendar, signed the report, Senator Kelly, Chair, Senators Duncan, Taylor, Lehman, and Torgerson. Senators Lehman and Taylor further signed to pass. I have no amendments.
Senator Taylor?
Move and ask unanimous consent committee substitute for House Bill 387, Labor and Commerce, be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
Without objection, so ordered.
CS for House Bill 387, Labor and Commerce, an act relating to Dennis.
Is there a debate? Senator Wilkin?
Mr. President, is this available for cross-sponsor?
I believe it is, yeah.
If I'd ask unanimous consent that I be shown as a cross-sponsor of House Bill 387.
Without objection, Senator Wilkin, Senator Sharp, Senator Kelly, Senator Parnell. And Senator Taylor. Is there debate? Seeing no debate, question before the body, shall committee substitute for House Bill 387, Labor and Commerce, pass the Senate. Members may proceed to vote. Oops, I think the machine just went dead here. Members may proceed to vote. Senator Halford, Senator Dunn. Has any member failed to vote? Secretary will lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their vote? Secretary will record the roll. So by a vote of 20 yeas to 0 nays, committee substitute for House Bill 387, Labor and Commerce, pass the Senate.
Senate concurrent resolution number 28 by the Senate Rules Committee, suspending uniform rules 21C, 3541B, and 42E of the Alaska State Legislature concerning House Bill number 404 relating to commercial motor vehicles.
Is there debate? Seeing no debate, question before the body, shall Senate concurrent resolution number 28 pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Does any member fail to vote? Secretary will lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their vote? Secretary will record the roll. So by a vote of 20 yeas to 0 nays, Senate concurrent resolution number 28 pass the Senate.
CS for House Bill number 404, Transportation, by the House Transportation Committee, an act relating to the regulation of commercial vehicles relating to temporary registration of out-of-state commercial vehicles relating to registration fees for commercial vehicles, providing for an effective date. Finance Committee considered the bill, Signing to pass, Senator Sharp Pierce, co-chair, Senators Targus and Donnelly. Signing the recommendation, Senators Parnell and Adams. Rules recommends a rules, Senate CS. Previous zero on fiscal note, new title, place on the calendar. Signing report, Senator Kelly, chair, Senators Targus and Lehman, Taylor and Duncan. There are the rules, Senate CS.
Senator Kelly.
Mr. President, I expect to explain the rules CS, but I will move the rules CS to explain it. I hear objection.
There is objection.
Oh. What's wrong with
three real quick problems that we solved, and I know of no opposition to the Rules Committee substitute. One of the problems I learned from a constituent is that the trucks are now getting heavier than they were, and we had an arbitrary limit of 6,000 pounds for personal pickups, sports vehicles and such. One of my constituents had a truck that weighed 6,150 pounds, and therefore she had to pay the commercial rate. So we raised the... Just because these trucks are all getting larger now and are weighing more, we raised the weight limit from 6,000 pounds to 10,000 pounds, put an immediate effective date on that, which means that if they're not being used for a business, they can be registered at the $78 rate rather than the commercial rate. And then the second thing we did is, as the bill is going through the process, it was inadvertently overlooked that there are about 13 municipalities that collect several hundred thousand dollars in fees returned back from the state on the registration of trailers. And this bill changes the registration fees from the trailers to the tractors. So we have a temporary fix in there for the municipalities. That agreement was worked out between the Motor Vehicles Division, the affected municipalities, the Teamsters, the Alaska Truckers Association. So I know of no opposition to the Rules Committee substitute.
Is there objection to the adoption of the Rules Committee substitute? There are no objection. The Rules Committee substitute has been adopted.
Senate CS for CS for House Bill 404 rules, and I have no amendments.
Senator Taylor?
Moving to ask unanimous consent. Senate Committee substitute for Committee substitute for House Bill 404 rules be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
Without objection, so ordered.
Senate CS for CS for House Bill 404 rules and act relating to the regulation of commercial vehicles relating to the temporary registration of out-of-state commercial vehicles, relating to registration fees for commercial vehicles and for certain non-commercial pickup trucks and vans, and providing for effective date.
Senator Sharp? Speaking for.
Thank you, Mr. President. I just want to make a comment. This bill, heard in finance, is one of those remarkable pieces of legislation where the representatives from the Trucking Association, the independent truckers, the Department of Motor Vehicles, and the Teamsters all support the bill.
Further debate? Seeing no further debate, question before the body. Shall Senate Committee substitute for Committee substitute for House Bill 404 rules pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Secretary will lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their vote? Secretary will record the roll. So by a vote of 20 yeas to 0 nays, Senate Committee substitute for Committee substitute for House Bill 404 rules has passed the Senate. Senator Taylor?
Move and ask unanimous consent to vote on passage of the bill be considered the vote on the effective date clauses.
Without objection, so ordered.
Citation. Commemorating Police Memorial Day, honoring Leslie Campbell, Daniel Hackett, Glenda Thiel, honoring Franny Jung, honoring Jimmy Parsons.
Senator Taylor.
Move and ask unanimous consent. The citations on today's calendar be approved.
Without objection, so ordered. Brings us down to unfinished business. Senator Wilkin.
President, may we move up the calendar to introduction of guests?
Without objection, Senator, you have the floor.
Old friend of mine just walked into the Miller Gallery, and with the apologies to the senator from whom I'm stealing him, I'd like to introduce him. He's an old friend from Fairbanks and finally did graduate from Lathrop High School. Went on to get his law degree and now is a practicing attorney in Anchorage and a member of a longtime Fairbanks family. If you'd all please welcome to the Senate, Mr. Mike Garrity.
Senator Mackey.
Yep. Mr. President, I'd like to introduce a friend of mine in the Miller Gallery behind us. She's a constituent of the senator to my left, Senator Donnelly. She's the wife of the House Majority Leader, Brian Porter, and is a much better golfer than he is as well.
That brings us down to unfinished business. Senator Hofford.
I serve notice of reconsideration of my vote on House Bill 404.
Notice of reconsideration has been given on House Bill 404. Further unfinished business. Announcements. Senator Pierce.
Thank you. Conference committee on the operating budget should be named tomorrow. It's our intention, just so everyone knows, for scheduling purposes, to hold the first meeting of the conference committee on Friday afternoon at 3:30.
We're going to then set the 3:30 to 5:30 time slot from then until the end of session as hours for conference committee. And we will meet Friday to do the initial work and probably have a meeting either Saturday or Sunday to close out the areas where the House and Senate are the same. And then I would expect us to get into the different portions probably very early next week. It's our intention to get through the conference committee as quickly as possible.
Further announcements? Senator Kelly.
Mr. President, there will be a Rules Committee meeting immediately upon adjournment for purposes of calendaring bills.
Further announcements? Special orders. Senator Sharp.
Just a reminder, Finance, we will meet at 9 o'clock, and bills have previously heard or posted are on the schedule except for one, SB 350, abolish Alaska Tourism Marketing Council, which we worked on the other day, had up today, and we don't expect that back to us with recommendations from all parties till Friday. So that's the only one we won't have on the schedule tomorrow.
Senator Pierce.
Brief at ease.
Honorable Sanities. Senator Sharp.
One more item, Mr. President, if I may. I'd like to ask the body to approve a waiver of Uniform Rule 23, five-day rule, to hear SB 358, which is a personal records disclosure use of funds, on Thursday, so we can hear it tomorrow.
Without objection, Senator Duncan. Okay. Senator Sanities. That'll come back to order. Was there objection to waiving Rule 23 on Senate Bill 358?
Mr. President, I'll maintain my objection. The bill was just recently introduced. Of course, the hearing is scheduled tomorrow. It's not clear to me what the bill does, so I'm going to maintain my objection.
Senator Pierce.
Can I just say, so the members will know, the bill was recently introduced because the audit that led to it and our legislative auditors said that we should do the bill, that audit was just recently released. It's not like it was kept to be introduced for some reason other than we just got the audit.
Objection maintained? Okay. Question before the body. Shall Uniform Rule 23 be waived on Senate Bill 358? Members may proceed to vote. Any member failed to vote, Secretary will lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their vote? Secretary will record the roll. By a vote of 15 yeas to 5 nays, the Senate has waived Uniform Rule 23 on Senate Bill 358. I believe there's further announcements. Special orders. Senator Taylor.
Request the privilege of the floor to talk about congratulations, Juno, and subsistence.
Without objection, Senator, you have the floor.
I know my minority leader and colleague will join me in this, that Chip Wagner was elected at the Republican convention in Fairbanks as the Republican Party's national committeeman. Now, that's the first person from Juneau to be elected to that position in 78 years. And so we're proud of the community of Juneau and Mr. Wagner. In addition to that, the party took up in convention the concern that we all share over the subsistence dilemma and passed a series of resolutions and party platform planks that I think are instructive to all of us. First, the Republican Party found that Alaska recognizes, or this party in Alaska recognizes, the importance of subsistence harvest of wild food resources as a basic human right. I think that's fascinating in that was the number one principle espoused by AFN at their summit last year in Anchorage in August, that subsistence is a basic human right. They also called upon the congressional delegation to amend ANILCA to protect Alaska's constitution while providing for subsistence harvest under state law. I think that's important to note. They furthermore called, or raised their opposition, I should say, to the amendments that were made in the fall of 1997, which added new federal mandates while modifying some onerous federal provisions. Furthermore, they recognized the importance of fish and wildlife resources to all user groups in Alaska, and also supported a subsistence use policy by the state of Alaska that equally. Within their party planks, they state that the party supports a state control of fish and game management on both state and federal lands and waters and opposes a federal mandate on state management. The Republican Party also recognized the fundamental importance of the equal protection provisions of our Alaska state and U.S. constitutions and adamantly opposes any constitutional amendment which restricts users' access to common property fish and game resources to the detriment of Alaska constitutional equality provisions. In addition to that, the party supported individual class actions and state-funded lawsuits to prohibit the federal government's attempt to take over fish and wildlife management under ANILCA or ANSCA. A federal takeover of fish and game violates Articles 10 and 14 of the United States Constitution and Article 1, Section 1, Article 8, Sections 3, 4, and 6 of the Constitution of Alaska, and furthermore violates the public trust doctrine. I think it is important that the Republican Party and their primary plank in recognition of the fundamental right of subsistence, just as was recognized as one of the fundamental principles by AFM, is espousing a uniform position that has never been debated in Alaska that I'm aware of. No one has ever said anything on this floor, in my experience, in either body, that would contravene that basic principle. Let's all hope that together we can work with the bill currently before this body, which is 406, I'll be holding a hearing on it again this Friday in the Judiciary Committee, to find that common ground and that solution that will bring us together so that Alaskans can finally have an opportunity to control our own destiny on this issue without the federal mandate. Thank you.
For the special orders.
Senator Adams.
Same subject, Mr. President.
Without objection, Senator, you have the floor.
I'm hoping that the Republican Party is interested in finding a common cause, because you're not going to find it in House Bill number 406. And if you're really interested in having one management, state management, the solution to that is a constitutional amendment. And I'm hoping that as we go down the next 13 days, that the Republican Party is really interested in solving this. If not, and the majority of the people, 90%, would like to vote yes or no on the subject, and we should give them that opportunity. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator Ward.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'm to request permission to Florida to speak on subsistence.
Without objection, Senator, you have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would hope that all the parties in the state, I was at the hearing Saturday on House Bill 406 and listened to the testimony, and I would just like to relate to the body at the very end of it. I asked the final person I waited to then if they would like to comment on the legislation that was being heard. And that person, as well as the other ones, didn't know about the piece of legislation. And in fact, they had drawn their attention from what they had derived from the California-owned newspaper and some other media in the state. And their opinion was exactly that. And I think it's time that we take a good hard look at exactly where we are. The majority of our congressional delegation are ready now to take a look at our state solution. And I don't know if it will be this particular bill or a version of it, but I'm ready now to give them the state opinion of it. And I applaud the Judiciary Chairman for fast-tracking this legislation, as where the majority of our congressional delegation are awaiting it so they can start hearings. And I'm looking forward to that process so that we can put this behind us as Alaskans together. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator Taylor. Move and ask unanimous consent to Senate stand in adjournment till 11 a.m. Thursday, April the 29th. Without objection, we stand adjournment.